Good morning. This is Mort Nussbaum speaking for the Ridge Lumber Company and bringing you this morning's transcribed Heartbeats in Sports headlines. Our story this morning, the story of a proud wrestler. George Hackenschmidt, the old wrestling champ of yesteryear, is still a proud man. At the ripe old age of 74, he's still touchy about his wrestling reputation, which once made him famous throughout the world as the Russian Lion. Now old Hackenschmidt has set a dangerous precedent in the sports world, for just the other day a curious dispatch drifted in from England with the news that the 74-year-old wrestler-turned-philosopher won a 300-pound libel verdict in England against a British newspaper which had stated erroneously that Hackenschmidt had been beaten by Zbyszko 40 years ago. The fabulous Russian Lion, who ruled the mat game as champion of the world from 1898 to 1911, lost only one man in his entire career, Mighty Frank Gotch. And even at this late date, proud George Hackenschmidt doesn't want the sports world to forget that and is willing to go to court to fight for his reputation as a wrestler and force careless gossips to respect his amazing record of victory and defeat. All his life, George Hackenschmidt was an honest wrestler. And even now, when in the twilight of his life, he wants all who talk about him to tell nothing but the truth. And perhaps all this is not so strange, for from the beginning, George Hackenschmidt was a most remarkable man. He was born in the silent, vast, frozen wastes of Russia, and yet before he had reached man's estate, he was the best gymnast, sprinter, endurance runner, cyclist, and wrestler in the land. Although a nobody, 19 and stubby in size, nevertheless George Hackenschmidt was inducted into the Imperial Russian Guard, prize regiment of the Tsar of Russia. Then one winter day, as the King of Russia was reviewing his crack regiment of magnificent soldiers, he noticed that stubby boy who stood there with a button missing from his colorful uniform. Angrily, the Tsar of Russia ordered that soldier to appear before him, and when George Hackenschmidt came, he soon amazed the ruler of all Russia with his feats of incredible strength. "You're wasting your time in the Russian army," said His Majesty to Hackenschmidt. "The whole world should know about you and should see you." So Hackenschmidt became a wrestler, and before he was 21, he had defeated most of the world's leading moneyed grapplers. Traveling all over the continent, Hackenschmidt threw the champion of every country he visited. This stubby man of 5'6", packing 210 pounds of bone, flesh, and muscle, came to be known throughout Russia, England, Germany, France, Turkey, Australia, South Africa, and everywhere he went. Always he was hailed as the world's greatest wrestler. Hackenschmidt wrestled thousands of men, and no one ever beat him. And finally, Hackenschmidt came to the United States. He became the most talked-about personality in the land. Millions went wild over him, and so he was matched against Mighty Frank Gotch, the farmer from Iowa, for the wrestling championship of the world. It was the greatest natural match the wrestling game ever had. The match drew $100,000, a fantastic gate for a sporting event in those days. But on the eve of the match with Gotch, Hackenschmidt injured his leg. But he decided to go through with the match, although before he entered the ring, he forced the referee to announce to the crowd that he was handicapped by a leg injury and to call off the bets. Hackenschmidt was that honest as a wrestler. It was a bitter match, but for the first time in his life, Hackenschmidt lost. His defeat in that historic match remained a knife in his memory. And to add to his bitterness, he met Scotch in a return match, again injured his leg, and again lost. And so they parted, and Hackenschmidt never wrestled again, and always to carry with him the bitter memory that only one man ever beat him as a wrestler, Mighty Frank Gotch. After he had deserted Matt Glory, Hackenschmidt proved to be a most remarkable man. Wealthy, cultured, he spoke in a dozen languages, wrote 6 books, became a philosopher, lectured at colleges, and spent years in devious research work. He settled in England, and members of Parliament, famous painters and authors became his friends. And now, at the age of 74, Hackenschmidt is still a proud man and still touchy about his wrestling fame. He still wants the world to remember that only one man ever beat him in a wrestling match, when he was the greatest of all. And he's even willing to go to court to force gossips with careless memories to remember the full truth of his amazing career as a wrestler.